Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels muffed a golden opportunity in Columbia last night. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Couldn't have been a happy ride home for Larry Fedora and his second Carolina football team. It lost a strange opener at sixth-ranked South Carolina that frankly looked a lot worse than it was. From a nervous start to a stumbling finish, with a critical muff in between, the Tar Heels likely kicked themselves all the way back to Chapel Hill for being so jittery early and then failing to finish drives. UNC's overmatched defensive line and secondary coughed up a quick 17 points, and most fans watching who didn't have a dog in the fight had to start flipping channels. We were hoping this night would showcase the real Carolina in their new baby blue helmets, and there were some better moments to follow. But between the poor start and a 90-minute weather delay, which took the game off ESPN, much of what the Tar Heels did well wound up obscured. The key play, of course, was after Bryn Renner led them on a 70-yard sustained drive for his first TD pass of the season to Quinshon Davis. The fired-up D then forced a Gamecocks punt from deep in their end, which would have given Renner room to operate from midfield full of confidence. But return man T.J. Thorpe muffed the chance to make it a one-score game by halftime. They had regained all the momentum in the third quarter after driving to the South Carolina 2 before settling for a field goal from hometown boy Thomas Moore. To that point, they had run the first 22 plays of the half, but it took South Carolina one snap to go 75 yards and put the game away with another long touchdown strike. Then the lightning struck, followed by the storm delay. Upon resumption, with no chance to win, Fedora wanted his team to score and finish on a positive note, but Renner stumbled in front of the goal line, and the frustrating night finally ended after a scoreless fourth quarter. There were many good signs mixed in, especially how talented the Heels are and how much better shape they were in, wearing down the South Carolina defense early in the game. The ballyhoo Jadavian Clowney had to take himself out on several occasions because he was clearly gassed. Unfortunately, our Carolina flamed out at the wrong times, promising a long 9 days on the practice field before the Heels have a chance to take it out on Middle Tennessee. This is Archansky. See ya.